The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus said to his disciples, "The kingdom of heaven is like a treasure buried in a field, which a person finds and hides again, and out of joy goes and sells all that he has and buys that field. Again, the kingdom of heaven is like a merchant searching for fine pearls. When he finds a pearl of great price, he goes and sells all that he has and buys it. Again, the kingdom of heaven is like a net thrown into the sea, which collects fish of every kind. When it is full, they haul it ashore and sit down to put what is good into buckets. What is bad, they throw away. Thus it will be at the end of the age. The angels will go out and separate the wicked from the righteous and throw them into the fiery furnace, and where there will be wailing and grinding of teeth." "Do you understand all these things?" They answered, "Yes." And he replied, "Then every scribe who has been instructed in the kingdom of heaven is like the head of a household, who brings from his storeroom both the new and the old." The gospel of the Lord. So we hear this morning in the gospel about the kingdom of heaven. And we've been hearing about that for the last couple weeks. We had the sower, the seed on good soil, rocky soil. Then we had the seed there with the weeds at the same time. And this morning, Jesus likens the kingdom of heaven to something you find that's of great value and you would do anything for it. So what is the kingdom of heaven? Now, if I was pushing you a little further, I would wander around and ask you all, right? Question, kind of, what do you think? That's going to take too long, okay? But I want you to think in your own heart, what is the kingdom of heaven to you? We believe in the church that the kingdom of heaven is actually Jesus himself. Jesus is the embodiment of everything that God wants for us. And our relationship with the Lord is the pearl of great price. It's the source of who we are. It directs all of our lives. It brings understanding and salvation. And that we're called to be able to respond so closely in relationship to the Lord that we really fulfill what we just heard in the second reading, that we've been called to this closeness of relationship, that the Lord has come to be with you. Now, we heard in the first reading from Solomon, who's there, and he's trying to figure out, well, how am I supposed to do this? And God comes and says, "I will give you anything you want," right? You have this, Solomon has this closeness with the relationship with the Lord. And what do we do if we actually possess, if we're in relationship with the Lord so closely, the Lord transforms us? We're not supposed to just ask for what we want. We're supposed to be generous for the good of others. The source of our relationship with Jesus is the kingdom of God in person. It's supposed to transform our hearts so much so that we want to do as many good things for other people as we possibly can. And that's why Solomon asked for the gift of wisdom, because he's in this position where he's like, well, I got to do good for all these people. Now, little pastoral side note, pray for wisdom, everyone, right? Especially those of you that are working, in charge of families, trying to be good to your spouse, do all these good things, pray for wisdom. I pray for it every day. Because I'm encountered with all sorts of different things and issues that got to get sorted out and direction, all this. And wisdom is knowing what to do and what to say and when to do it or not do it. That's what wisdom is. It's a Christ mind. So pray for wisdom, everybody. You'll know what to do, right? How to help build the kingdom in your own particular vocation. But Solomon very clearly has this close relationship with the Lord, and so much so that he understands the pearl of great price, the Lord is with me, loves me, cares for me, that's the source of my life, so that instead of being really motivated by ego or pride or anxiety or stresses, etc., we become generous towards one another. because we want others to also participate in the kingdom of heaven. We have a foretaste of that, everyone, here this morning. We gather at the Eucharist so that we will come, as the church says, become what we consume, right? We're supposed to become more and more like Christ, so that we're going to receive this relationship with Christ, right? The pearl of great price, so that we can be generous and of love and service to our brothers and sisters in the world and show forth the kingdom of heaven for all. Jesus is with us.